wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Back here on Downtown 430 on your Tuesday afternoon, a big night at the Garden as the Celtics raise banner 18 and then begin defense of their NBA title. With more on that, we're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Can you feel the excitement in the streets as you make your way to the Garden?
Yeah, it's a pretty crowded day here in Boston. Just walked past City Hall Plaza where the TNT show is about to go on, and line around the block, like literally around the block. There's police choppers over me. It's a scene. It's definitely a scene.
Well, what's it going to be like, and what does this represent tonight, seeing that banner go to the rafters?
Well, obviously it represents history. It represents a little bit of vindication for, you know, guys like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, that they were always capable of doing this. It just took some time. And I think it's like a little bit of a message where guys who are drafted at 19 years old might need a little bit more time. And winning a championship when you're in your mid-20s is above the standard. So this is kind of like a, hey, look, we told you we could do it, and we did it. It's a little bit of a vindication for Joe Mazzulla, even though he'll never, ever look at it that way. But it's just, as Jason Tatum has said, it puts these guys in the room with the greats. It puts Tatum in the room, puts Jaylen in the room. It gives everybody the opportunity to kind of be considered as a special part of Boston sports history.
Well, once that banner is up there, then defense of the title begins. And I don't know, is it being hyperbolic to say that this year's team might be even better than last?
No, I don't think it's hyperbolic at all. I think it's a very 2009 Boston Celtics feel, hopefully without the, you know, soul-crushing injury to the best player on the team. But it's that type of feeling that the 2008 Celtics won the championship. They came back. They looked even better to start that next season. It seems like the championship kind of took a weight off of everybody's shoulders. They are similar in that way. Like Pierce and Garnett and Ray Allen had gone a longer time without winning a championship. So that when that weight was lifted off their shoulders, they responded by playing free. And I think these guys are kind of doing the same thing just from what I've seen so far. So I think saying that this team is potentially better than last year's team, I don't think that's out of the question at all. They seem to be in the right headspace. They seem to have added a little something to their games a little bit, and they just seem ready, and they understand what the assignment is.
There are certainly some improved teams. We'll see one tonight in the New York Knicks. But is the biggest obstacle to a repeat just the health of the guys on the court for the Celtics?
Yeah, I think when you look at other teams, yes, you're right. The Knicks, we'll see them. They've really improved, and they're pretty good. If the Knicks win, no one will be surprised that the Knicks win and Boston lost. It'd be the mildest of upsets, not just in this game, but overall. Philly has an opportunity to win. The margins between these teams are slim because it's a matter of execution and luck and, yes, health. And so if the Celtics remain healthy or as healthy as they were last season, then they should have the best chance to win a championship. But if something happens and these other teams remain healthy and they can figure themselves out, they will kind of leapfrog the Celtics. So it's about mental health as well. It's about keeping the focus. It's about keeping the understanding of it's a new season. There are new details to focus on. There's something new every day, and it doesn't matter what you did last year. It's great. But having that focus of we have to still remain detailed and motivated to do it again. It's not just going to be handed to us. I mean, that is also part of it.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. I mean, what, if anything, do you think Joe Mazzulla might do differently this season?
You know, the only thing he's going to do differently is maybe, like, reference different animals and their hunting habits. I do think that it takes like some new tricks. It takes some new just ideas to make sure that the guys aren't just being fed the same lines. I mean, it's a very easy way to lose the locker room if you just say the same thing over and over again. You can't have the same lecture. You can't have always the same exact kind of method, even though the message is going to be the same. You have to keep it interesting. You have to make sure, I mean, you know how it is with students. You just can't sit there and blah, blah, blah all day long. They get tuned out. So the only thing I think is going to be different is just how he approaches the practices, how he approaches the internal stuff. Maybe a couple of wrinkles on the court, but his whole philosophy is about making the right play, making the right reads, and that's mostly on the players, and that's just staying detail-oriented.
Were you at all surprised by the Lonnie Walker IV decision?
You know, yeah, a little bit, only because I think he's a good basketball player. I think he's an NBA-level basketball player. But something, I don't know, he's such an interesting case because he got waived, he cleared waivers. Another team could have picked him up on that Exhibit 10 non-guaranteed deal. Somebody could have just taken him and put him on their team. I think he's helpful, but the entire league has somehow decided that Lonnie Walker is not an NBA player. So maybe I'm just behind. Maybe I'm just missing something. But considering the Celtics situation and where they have their money invested and all of that, I'm also not surprised because it was the 15th spot on the roster. They are a super expensive team. They are not going to spend unnecessary money. They've already spent plenty of money that is necessary for this team. So in that sense, in the business sense, it kind of is expected. And I guess the bottom line here, it's my own fault. I should have seen this coming. I got too caught up in what I think is an NBA-level talent. And I don't know. I should have seen something different here.
With no Porzingis for a while and maybe a different usage of Al Horford along the way, is this, and again, it doesn't matter as long as you win those playoff games, but is this a 60-win team again this year?
I think they certainly have a strong chance at 60 wins. This is, you know, there's the notion that, hey, we're gonna limit some minutes and maybe some of these guys at the end of the bench lose a few of the games they won last year and maybe they drop to 58 or 59. And that's fair. But also those guys are really good and they have a strong track record of even if Jalen is sitting or Jason is sitting, you still have Derek White, Drew Holiday, Al Horford, like any combination of two or three of those guys is enough to raise the level of these other guys' games. And Payton Pritchard is a gamer. Sam Hauser is a gamer. Like, those guys aren't just going to roll over because a couple of guys are out. So, it's 60 wins is absolutely a possibility. And if everybody stays healthy, it could be more. But, yeah, it's there.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you as always. Enjoy the big night tonight, and we will check in with you again next week.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you, John. John Corrales, every Tuesday, talking Celtics here on Downtown.